This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if we take a look at mankind at large, we will come to realize that human beings naturally try to run away from that which they fear. So, if, for example, a man is walking down a dark alleyway, it is extremely dark and he is walking, and all of a sudden he hears footsteps behind him. He begins to quicken his pace. Why? Because he fears what that is behind him. And then as he quickens his pace, these footsteps begin to move quicker as well. He naturally becomes fearful of those footsteps and begins to run such that there will be a greater distance between him and those footsteps. Because that is the natural reaction of a human being. He fears the unknown. He doesn't know what is coming behind him. What does this person want? It is dark and he is running behind me. So he begins to run away from that thing. Similarly, if a person is in a jungle, in a bush, and he hears the natural sounds that are around him, it is a serene, quiet environment. He is moving, he hears the chirping of the birds, he hears the gurgling of the water, and he is moving, and all of a sudden, he hears the loud roar of a lion. He will naturally run in the opposite direction. He will find it difficult not to run. He will run in the opposite direction, trying to place as much distance as he can between him and that lion. Now, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when it comes to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, if a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will find no place to run to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except him. And this is something amazing. This is something beautiful. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. He is the cherisher. He is the nourisher. He is the one who gives. He is the one who prevents. He is the one who created every single thing in existence. So if a person tries to run away from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then they will find no other refuge except in Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates in a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, that جاء يهودي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A Jewish man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, إنا نجد في التوراة, we find in the Torah, أن الله يضع السماء على إصبع, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى places the sky on a finger. This is on the day of Qiyamah. ويضع الأرض على إصبع, then he will place the earth on a finger. ثم يضع الأنهار والشجر على إصبع, then he will place the oceans or the rivers and the trees on a finger. ثم يضع الجبال على إصبع, then he will place the entire mountains in the earth on a finger. ثم يضع سائر الخلق على إصبع, then he will place the rest of creation on a finger. ثم يهزهن ويقول أنا الملك, then he will shake them and he will say, I am the king, I am the king. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when a person realizes this in his heart and he understands that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will find no other option but to turn to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed and he smiled. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile? He was happy to meet his creator. He was happy to return to the creator that had everything in his control. And then he recited the ayat. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, they did not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his true appreciation. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ, and the earth in its entirety will be in his grip. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of Qiyamah. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and the skies will be rolled up in his right hand. Subhanah, glory be to him. Glory be to him. Wa ta'ala, and exalted is he from that which they associate with him. Amma yushrikun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest being to ever exist. And if a person wants to understand this and wants to realize this, they have got to study the attributes and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is he in reality? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Most of us are willing to fulfill the obligations placed on us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do we really know who he is? If we know who he is when we are performing our salah, then we will find that there is more concentration, there is more khushu', because you know you are standing in front of your Mecca. You know you are standing in front of Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of merciful. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the message is a very simple message. It is for people to turn back to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. There is a hadith Qudsi, which is a hadith spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith was narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man dhakarani fi nafsihi, dhakartuhu fi nafsi." The one who remembers me within himself, I will remember him within myself. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ. And the one who remembers me in a gathering, then I will remember him in a gathering that is better than that. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ ذِرَاعًا. And the one who comes close to me a hand span, I will come close to him half an arm's length. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. And the one who comes close to me half an arm's length, I will come to him, I will gain closeness to him up to an arm's length. And do you know what the end of the hadith says? وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيًا أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. And whoever comes to me walking, I will come to him running. This is the creation, this is the reaction of the Creator, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When you run towards him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Return, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? He runs towards you. When a person realizes this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, they have no other option but to run to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Do you know what Shaytan does to us? He comes to us and he says that yes, if you want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is that sin that you have. You are going to have to give it up. You are going to have to leave it. Your life will become extremely difficult for you. So don't turn to him. And that one excuse he gives you not to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what people don't realize is that we existed long before we came into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-arwahu, in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada, that the souls of human beings were like armies that were being gathered before they came into existence. Ma ta'arafa minha ta'laf, wa ma tanakara minha ta'laf. Those who got to know each other there, up before they came into this world, they will naturally incline to each other in this world. And those who despised each other in that world, they did not get along in that world, they will naturally not get along in this world. So we existed long before we came into this world, into this temporary body that we've got. So when a person identifies with that world, he is identifying with the purpose of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we may know him. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. He is the creator of everything. In fact, he says in one ayah, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He created us so that, and He created the heavens and the earth and everything in existence so that we know that He is able to do anything and everything. That is a sifa and a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person identifies with the reason of his creation, he can never have a difficult life. So don't let shaitan lie to you. Don't let shaitan distract you. Don't let him tell you that that one sin that you have, you cannot give up its pleasure for the sake of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When you give it up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart begins to bubble with joy. Your heart begins to enjoy your life. Why? Because you are now in contact with your Creator. The Arab poet famously says, نَقِّلْ فُؤَادَكَ حَيْثُ شِئْتَ مِنَ الْهَوَى. Let your heart roam around in desire wherever you want it to go. Let it move here and let it move there. Let it find solace in different places. مَا الْحُبُّ إِلَّا لِلْحَبِيبِ الْأَوَّلِ. Your love will only be for the first beloved. كَمْ مَنْزِلٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْلَفُهُ الْفَتَى. There are many homes in the world that a person finds himself at ease in. وَحَنِينُهُ أَبَدًا لِأَوَّلِ مَنْزِلِ. And his longing remains for the first home. And if we take a look at which our first home is, then there is only the home that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the afterlife. We existed in it before we came into this world, so our longing is for that world. And if we have to work towards it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us peace and contentment in our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a difficult life, he had a challenging life, he had problems and difficulties, trials and tribulations one after the other. When he was in Mecca, and his wife, his beloved wife who stood by him when the archangel Jibreel came and said, Iqra. When she died and she passed away. And in the same year his uncle had died and passed away. The uncle who looked after him, the uncle who stood by him, the uncle who was there for him at all times, he passed away as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through a difficult time. It was hard for him. And he decided, let me go out and let me leave the city. Perhaps there are certain people in Ta'if that will listen to me. So with this hope and ambition in his heart, he began to move towards Ta'if. And when he got there, he addressed the leaders. Why don't you worship Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? He is your creator, my creator. Worship him alone. He expected a good response. These people set the urchins of the city on him, pelt him, harm him, make sure that you get him out of the city. And as he is moving, these people are pelting stones at him. And his body begins to bleed until his shoes are filled up with blood. And he is walking, trudging along, trying to get away from their harm. His crime? Calling to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Calling people to worship Allah alone. He gets to the outskirts of the city. And dear brothers and sisters in Islam, look at his statement. Wallahi, if you look at his statement, you will come to understand that his heart was somewhere else. He says, إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ غَضَبٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَارِي. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says that if you are not angry with me, O Allah, then I am not worried. It does not harm me what these people have done to me. His heart was still okay. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was happy with him. He was not really worried about what people were doing to him. So his life was difficult, yes, but there was another life that he had inside of him. And he was pleased, happy, content. Shaytan will come to you and continue to try to get you to sin. Continue to try to tell you that your life will not be okay without certain sins in it. But wallahi, we all know that shaytan is an enemy of ours. Inna shaytana lakum aduun. Indeed, shaytan is an enemy of yours. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. So take him as an enemy. The problem with us, we sometimes take him as a friend. And when He commands us to do something, we do it. And because we taste the momentary pleasure of obeying Him, then we go back to that sin, even though we realize that it is a difficult thing to do, because when a person sins, then his heart is not at ease with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he lives a difficult life, so never let shaitan convince you that running back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a hard thing. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam moved to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he hastened, he had certain people with him. It is said that the number was 70 people from Banu Israel were with him, and they were moving towards a meeting point with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he moved, he began to hasten and he began to move quickly. And when he came to the meeting point, he had left his people behind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. He said, what is it that has made you come so quickly, O Musa? You have left your people behind. He says, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I came to you quickly, O Allah, because I wanted you to be pleased with me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with him. He had that joy in his heart. He wanted to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this was a difficult thing, if this was hard, do you think that his heart would be longing to meet Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, let him meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And how do you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قِبَلَ وُجُوهِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of you. قِبَلَ وُجُوهِكُمْ فِي صَلَاةِ الظُّهْرِ وَفِي صَلَاةِ الْمَغْرِبِ وَفِي صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ وَفِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. He is in front of you in all of your salawat. When you link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say Allahu Akbar, then you are actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. So if a person wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, let him meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world before he gets there. You know, many of us, we sit and we look at those who have a death sentence hanging over them as poor human beings. People who are, you know, headed off towards the guillotine. They are about to be executed where it is set to happen. And we don't have that date. When a person takes this into consideration, I am not here to doom you. I'm not here to tell you that your life is coming to an end, it is going to be very difficult. No. But it is a reality that none of us can avoid. We've got to realize that we are headed towards the akhirah. We are headed towards our graves. We are not moving away from our graves. But amazingly, we continue to build this world and we continue to invest in this world. Yet we know that we are headed off to that which is everlasting. When a person is a true believer, so long as he is content with what he has in this world, he will begin to prepare for the akhirah. He will begin to prepare for that world which is everlasting, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to meet him there, and knowing that he is going to live there forever and ever. No matter how many difficulties you have in this life, it will come to an end one day. So prepare for the akhirah, don't prepare for this world. Don't invest in this world to the extent that you have no time to invest in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best investment that you can make in your life. If you invest in him, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward and a return that you cannot imagine. There is no businessman that can give you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. So invest in the deen, invest in the betterment of your akhirah in this world whilst you have a chance. And this is the reality of a believer. When he realizes that he is moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will prepare for the Akhirah. I leave you with these few words, and I hope and pray that inshallah I have been able to pass a message on that will benefit you in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability and grant us all the ability to worship Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us entrance into Al-Firdaws Al-A'la.